Chapter 5. They ended up near the back of the homestead. That was what Chuck called the leaning structure of wood and windows, in a dark shadow between the building and the stone wall behind it. "Where are we going?" Thomas asked, still feeling the weight of seeing those walls close, thinking about the maze, the confusion, the fear. He told himself to stop or he'd drive himself crazy. Trying to grasp a sense of normalcy, he made a weak attempt at a joke. "If you're looking for a good night kiss, forget it." Chuck didn't miss a beat. "Just shut up and stay close." Thomas let out a big breath and shrugged before following the younger boy along the back of the building. They tiptoed until they came upon a small, dusty window, a soft beam of light shining through onto the stone and ivy. Thomas heard someone moving around inside.
"The bathroom,"
Chuck whispered.
"So?"
A thread of unease stitched along Thomas's skin.
"I love doing this to people. Gives me great pleasure before bedtime." "Doing what?"
Something told Thomas Chuck was up to no good.
"Maybe I should..." "Just shut your mouth and watch."
Chuck quietly stepped up onto a big wooden box that sat right under the window. He crouched so that his head was positioned just below where the person on the inside would be able to see him. Then he reached up with his hand and lightly tapped on the glass.
"This is stupid," Thomas whispered.
There couldn't possibly be a worse time to play a joke. Newt or Albie could be in there.
"I don't want to get in trouble. I just got here."
Chuck suppressed a laugh by putting his hand over his mouth. Ignoring Thomas, he reached up and tapped the window again. A shadow crossed the light. Then the window slid open. Thomas jumped to hide, pressing himself against the back of the building as hard as he could. He just couldn't believe he'd been suckered into playing a practical joke on somebody. The angle of vision from the window protected him for the moment, but he knew he and Chuck would be seen if whoever was in there pushed his head outside to get a better look.
"Who's that?"
yelled the boy from the bathroom, his voice scratchy and laced with anger. Thomas had to hold in a gasp when he realized it was Gally. He knew that voice already. Without warning, Chuck suddenly popped his head up toward the window and screamed at the top of his lungs. A loud crash from inside revealed that the trick had worked, and the litany of swear words following it let them know Gally was none too happy about it. Thomas was struck with an odd mix of horror and embarrassment.
"I'm gonna kill you, shuckface!"
Gally yelled, but Chuck was already off the box and running toward the open glade. Thomas froze as he heard Gally open the door inside and run out of the bathroom. Thomas finally snapped out of his daze and took off after his new and only friend. He just rounded the corner when Gally came screaming out of the homestead, looking like a ferocious beast on the loose. He immediately pointed at Thomas.
"Come here!"
he yelled. Thomas's heart sank in surrender. Everything seemed to indicate that he'd be getting a fist in the face.
"It wasn't me, I swear," he said,
though as he stood there, he sized the boy up and realized he shouldn't be so terrified after all. Gally wasn't that big. Thomas could actually take him if he had to.
"Wasn't you?"
Gally snarled. He ambled up to Thomas slowly and stopped right in front of him.
"Then how do you know there was something you didn't do?"
Thomas didn't say anything. He was definitely uncomfortable, but not nearly as scared as a few moments earlier.
"I'm not a dong, Greeny," Gally spat. "I saw Chuck's fat face in the window."
He pointed again, this time right at Thomas's chest.
"But you better decide right quick who you want as your friends and enemies, hear me? One more trick like that. I don't care if it's your sissy idea or not. There'll be blood spilled. You got that, newbie?"
But before Thomas could answer, Gally'd already turned to walk away. Thomas just wanted this episode over.
"Sorry,"
he muttered, wincing at how stupid it sounded.
"I know you,"
Gally added without looking back.
"I saw you in the changing, and I'm going to figure out who you are."
Thomas watched as the bully disappeared back into the homestead. He couldn't remember much, but something told him he'd never disliked someone so strongly. He was surprised by how much he truly hated the guy. He really, really hated him. He turned to see Chuck standing there, staring at the ground, clearly embarrassed.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Sorry. If I'd known it was Gally, I never would have done it, I swear.
Surprising himself, Thomas laughed. An hour ago, he'd thought he'd never hear such a sound come out of his mouth again. Chuck looked closely at Thomas and slowly broke into an uneasy grin.
What?
Thomas shook his head. Don't be so sorry. The shank deserved it. And I don't even know what a shank is. That was awesome. He felt much better.